Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bacon Smiles Podcast. That's right. Been a few weeks off. Had some big things going on. Yeah. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
That's right. There's been a reason why we took about 3 weeks off.
A little hiatus.
I got married. That's right. My beautiful bride is in the other room right now. So
that's why we're talking a little hush today.
Yeah, I'm not really good at being quiet. So the things we're going to go over, of course, is... I got married, so we're going to talk about that. It's Holy Week, so we got the Triduum.
That's right.
Can you say that?
Triduum.
The Triduum?
No.
So, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Vigil. Vigil.
Vigil.
Easter. Easter.
Welcome.
Vigil.
Welcome.
So yeah, it's Holy Week.
I like saying that. Holy Week, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And as always, Evan has some good music topics to go over. And we have Saint of the Day and our scripture, the Gospel of the Day.
Mm-hmm.
And News of the Weird.
News of the Weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cap it all off.
All right. So I guess we'll just jump right into
it. Sure. Because I'd love to hear the details. First off, I got to say, I love the picture on Facebook of you two standing afterwards, you know, smiling in front of that brick wall. Because everyone I show that to, they go, what's redder, Steve's beard or the brick wall behind him?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so awesome. Eva and I got married. And so blessed and so honored that her dad was able to do the ceremony. Mm. He is a Christian pastor, so he performed the ceremony, and we did it right at the town hall here in Vernon. Yeah. And yeah, it was just so awesome. He did the traditional Catholic readings, and it was just so amazing. And yeah, there's big brick building because the building
the
is
picture
super
right
old.
Here.
Yeah,
Facebook Live and on Periscope.
Yeah, and we'll put it up on our Facebook, and I could probably share it on Twitter.
I'll do that right now. Yeah,
and it's just so awesome because you know I'm married. It's such a cool thing to think about.
How's Buster taking it?
He's loving the fact that Eva is here all the time. There's someone extra to cuddle up with. He's in the other room cuddling with her as we speak. So he's just, you know, loves it because Eva's great. It is so awesome to have her here and for her to be my wife. She's so great. She's so amazing to me, and she's beautiful, and I can't even tell you how happy I am, because I can't even explain it. It's just so awesome.
Well, I love seeing you guys together, because you compliment each other so well, and just seeing you guys at church and hanging out, you know, outside of church. You guys are just so happy together, and it's makes me and Jen just burst with happiness just seeing you guys and just seeing how you compliment each other, and you're an awesome couple. So it's cool
well,
to see you guys now as Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, it was so awesome. So I kind of had some underhandedness and some sneakiness throughout the whole thing. So for those of you who don't know, my parents live in Florida. And so originally they were not going to be able to make it up for the wedding. And so I told Eva that. And she was really bummed. Mm. And so I was able to talk to my brother, who travels a ton for work. And he was able to use his, like, airline miles and get them up here. They flew up on, like, Wednesday. We got married on Thursday, and they flew back on Friday.
Wow.
But I never told Eva that they were coming.
I had a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I told her the whole time that they weren't going to be able to come. Because originally they were not going to be able to. So I just never really told them or told her that they were going to make it. So it was just a huge surprise and just really awesome.
Was it
awesome.
A bit of a surprise for your parents too? Or were they involved in the whole
thing? Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. See, so they knew the whole time. So like Eva had messaged my mom like a couple days before like, oh, I really wish you could be here. Yeah. I just want to let you know how much... I love you and miss you and this whole big thing. And my mom never messaged back. And like 2 days before that, Eva's mom had done the same thing.
Yeah.
But my mom didn't want to message back because she was worried that by the time she messaged back, it would show where she is. Because you know how sometimes when you put something on Facebook, it'll be like, you know, Manchester, Connecticut.
Yeah.
So she was worried it would say Tallinn, Connecticut because she was staying with my aunt.
Yeah.
So she never messaged back.
That was smart of her to think of that because not everyone would think that.
Yeah. So Eva's like, I thought the whole time, like, your mom was mad at me because she wasn't going to be able to be here.
Right.
And so.
Well, that was a little relief in
both cases. Yeah. And so the other funny thing is so MJ, our director of youth ministry, who has since moved on and gone to South Carolina, she was up here for the week because her niece was in a play. And so she had come up for that. And we were able to get her to come to our wedding. And so she was here. And so Eva was surprised by my parents, and my parents were surprised by MJ being there.
Yeah.
It was just this really funny thing that happened.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And yeah, there'll be a ton of pictures. You'll see them on my Facebook and stuff like that. But it was just so awesome. And it was just this small family event. And I'm just super thankful that, you know, our families could be there and just experience that. And just so blessed, you know. It was just such an amazingly beautiful day.
Yeah.
Too.
Where it was gorgeous.
It had been so cold and everything else. And, oh, my goodness, we were so blessed because so... a few days earlier before our wedding, someone at Eva's work had been sick. Hmm. And then everyone else at her work started getting sick.
Uh-oh.
And so everyone was like, oh, I hope you don't get sick. So I guess the day before, Eva started to feel a little under the weather. Uh-oh. But then on our wedding day, she was perfect. Didn't feel bad at all. Yeah. Like no signs of sickness.
Hmm.
So the whole wedding goes by. We go to Tomato Joe's for pizza afterwards, which did not really go well with my Lenten giving up of carbs and stuff. But, you know, I feel like you know what?
You got married. So
yeah, that's right.
I think you passed there.
You know, that gives some special...
The Lord looked the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, so...
While patting you on the back.
So the other day we were, the day after actually, she immediately started feeling sick. Like unbelievably, like a cold was coming on and we had so much stuff to do. Mm. You know, we went to the, Social Security to change her name, went to get her passport changed, and then we went to DMV, which we waited in line for like 40 minutes for them to tell us, like, oh, you just changed your name at Social Security. You gotta wait
48 hours.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. You worked.
I wish you told me about that. I could have told you about that and helped you out.
So, the funny thing is at DMV they said you need to wait till tomorrow. So it was actually 24 hours. So we did that and we got that all done. But yeah, it was just amazing that our wedding day was so blessed.
Yeah.
That Eva didn't feel sick at all on our wedding day, but the next day was really, really rough.
Yeah.
So it was just amazing that God just blessed our wedding like that. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was involved in it, absolutely.
Oh, that's tremendously. Awesome. Yeah, and like I said, I was just honored that Eva's dad was able to marry us. You know, that's really awesome. And, you know, when we have
I bet he was thrilled, too.
Yeah, yeah, it was such a good thing because two of Eva's three other siblings were married by her dad.
Hmm.
So now she jokes that, like, of course.
It's a nice tradition.
Yeah. Now, of course, the fourth needs to be married by her dad.
Right.
No pressure. Yeah. It's just really awesome and amazing. And he did such an awesome job with the readings. And just God was so present in the ceremony. It was just really, really awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks, man. It just so awesome. You know what else is great?
What else is great? Pineapple pizza?
No, it's terrible. Trying to get away from that topic. It's just awful.
Yeah.
No, Holy Week.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I tend to get a little excited for Holy Week, for Holy Thursday, and then Good Friday, and then
it's a nice build up.
Yeah, and then the Easter Vigil. And this year, it's kind of like a little extra special because Eva became Catholic last Easter Vigil. So it's been a year.
It's been a year. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Wow. Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing to think of the fact that she received her first communion and was confirmed as a Catholic last Easter, and it's already been a year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just great.
And a lot has happened in that year.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Yeah, you know, we got engaged and got married.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just awesome. And so here's the thing, and I actually, another thing I'm trying to just touch on a little bit is I talked to the eighth graders at our church doing my annual eighth grade speaking engagement. A really awesome thing that I do with them is kind of like catch them where they are. Like, hey, what do you guys think? What's your take on this? What's your take on that? And I ask them, like, okay, so, you know, I ask them to close their eyes and raise their hand and stuff, where I'm just like, okay, everyone close your eyes. Just close your eyes and just listen. What do you think of when you think of Christ? Do you truly believe that Christ is truly man and truly God? Mm. And so then I, you know, raise your hand if you truly believe that. And some will raise their hands. And then I'll ask, like, okay, all right. I'm just trying to catch where you are. Trying to catch where you are. And so I'll say, all right, close your eyes. How many of you truly believe that Christ died for our sins?
Mm-hmm.
Some will raise their hands. And then I just ask, like, how many of you believe that Christ lived? A lot of them will raise their hands.
Right.
And I say, well, how many of you believe that Christ was just a prophet? Like, someone, just a good dude, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'll work my way in a few more questions, but I'll be like, all right, big question. How many of you believe that Christ, truly God and truly man, died for us, and 3 days later came back, raised from the dead to show that he is truly God, to show that he truly died for our sins? And because the whole big thing is like, if that's not the case, what are we doing here?
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's like that thing where it's like, well, if he didn't do that, if he was just a good dude, then we're missing the point.
Right.
You know? And so that's where, like, I try to get into. It's like, this week is so important because he knew what he was getting into. Going back into the city.
Right.
Like, he knew that he was going to be put to death. And when the crowd is shouting for him to be crucified, mm-hmm. he's not trying to get his way out of it. And it's like, you know, they're accusing you of this. And he's like, well, that's what you say I did.
Right.
That's what you say I am. You know, he doesn't ever say, like, well, that's not really true.
Or right.
Never denies it. And the whole line of, like, you will deny me three times before the cock crows.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, I would never do that.
Right, right, right.
It's just like, oh, man, I totally did it. But it's just that whole thing where he is... No, like, just knowingly walking towards his own death, you know?
Right.
That's what this whole, like, this whole week is just about, that ultimate sacrifice for us. I heard, like, the best 30-second gospel message last week or the week before, where it's just like, okay, so here's what the Bible says. The Bible basically says God created man. He loves us so much. He gives us everything. And then man sins against him. Mm-hmm. The wages of those sins are death.
Mm-hmm.
The repercussions for our sins are death. But God loves us so much that he comes down to earth to then sacrifice himself as Jesus Christ to show us that there is eternal life.
Right.
Like, that's the gospel. That's what God has done for us. That's the whole Bible, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's like God created us. We sinned against God. God is like, ah, man, I need to show you how much I love you. So I'm going to come down. I'm going to die for you. And I'm going to come back to show you that I'm really him.
Right.
And then I'm going to show you that there's eternal life.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole Bible. Like, in like
30 seconds. Verse that's been sticking in my mind the last few days as we've entered Passover season and coming up to Good Friday is the passage in John chapter 13, verse 1 through 17. And that's where Jesus walks up to the disciples and starts washing their feet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And as he's doing that, Simon Peter starts panicking a little bit and saying, you will never wash my feet.
Oh, yeah, I'm not okay with this.
And Jesus says, unless I wash you, you have no part in me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And, like, I was just lying in bed the other day just reading that and just going, oh, you know, thinking about all the times I'm like, you know, I'm not showing him my feet, you know, and just...
Oh, absolutely.
I am not worthy of this whatsoever. And it's just, he goes, just, if you don't let me wash you, you have no part in me.
Well, yeah, and I think a part of that is if you truly don't let God know what your sins are,
yeah.
If you don't let God wash you clean,
yeah,
then you can't take part.
Right.
You can't be welcomed at his table. And that's what we're all called to do. We're all called to be welcome at his table.
Mm-hmm.
We're all called to come clean, be with him, and come to him so that we may be fed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the whole point of the Eucharist is, and how much we should yearn for it. And, like, anyone who goes to church over the next weekend is going to hear the amazing story that we hear every Sunday, but it means so much in just the whole historical relevance of God sitting at the Last Supper, knowing that he was going to be put to death, and saying, take of this bread.
Mm.
It is my body. Drink of this blood. Or a drink of this wine. It is my blood.
Mm.
The cup and the bread becoming his body and his blood. Just not a symbolic gesture, but his actual flesh in letting Jesus inside of you. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just truly amazing. And so those are the scriptures we are going to hear over the next 3 or 4 days. And it's just, it's why we're Christian. Right. It's why we believe, because Jesus died for our sins and showed us that there is everlasting life, that there is eternal life in heaven. By what happens the next 3 days in Scripture,
right,
is the fact that Jesus dies and comes back for us. It's just, I don't know. I know I'm harping on it, but it's just really, really awesome. And that's what we believe as Christians. That's
right.
Yeah, that's what it is. And that's why Easter is such a big deal. Because without Easter, without Christ coming back, what are we doing?
And that's one of the things I like to talk with my my confirmation class about too. I say, you know, how important to you is Christmas? And they all go, oh, this is, you know, big deal. I said, okay, how important is Easter? And they just get to see both sides of it and go, yeah, Christmas is amazing. It's a huge, huge holiday. But at the same time, Easter carries so much weight as well, because it just reaffirms the importance of Christmas, and just everything comes full circle of, yes, this truly was the Son of God.
Absolutely. It's just, so Christmas is huge because without it, Christ isn't born. But without Easter...
Yeah.
We're not Christian.
Right. So in saying that, it's, you know, yes, you can have a great Easter celebration with your family and have nice breakfast and Easter egg hunt in the morning and all those wonderful traditions. But at the same time, without Easter, you know, without if Easter didn't mean that much, then you lose the importance of Christmas.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, what do you got for music?
So thinking of Easter coming up, there's a great song by Torrin Wells. I think his first name's pronounced Torrin.
Okay.
It's like Lauren with a T. And it's just been announced that he's going to be going on tour with Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey this summer.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool for a Christian gospel artist. But he's got a new...
That's a big deal.
Yeah, he's got a new single out called Hills and Valleys.
Okay.
Which, if you're looking for a nice little reflection song, that's a beautiful, beautiful song. I played it for Jen recently. And just said, hey, just want to know what you think about this song. And she just sat there floored and was like, this is a beautiful, beautiful song.
That's awesome.
So if you get one song off of iTunes, that's one I'd recommend.
So Hills and Valleys.
Hills and Valleys by Torrin Wells. Also coming out this past weekend, Bethel Music has a new album out called Starlight. And coming out this weekend, Covenant Worship has a project called Sand and Stars. If you're into Christian hip-hop, Derek Minor has a new project coming out called Change the World, The Remixes. Now, coming out May 19th, I'm giving a little heads up on this one. Mandisa has her new project, Out of the Dark, that's coming up. And this is pretty important record, I think, for her, because for the last 3-4 years, she hasn't released any new music.
I was going to say, it's been a while.
It has been a while. And the reason for the title of Out of the Dark is because during that 3-4 years period, she actually fell into a season of depression so heavy that she almost considered whether or not to continue living.
Wow.
And if you hear her new song, Unfinished, it kind of reaffirms that of, you know, I'm the one who sang that song, Overcomer. I'm the one that sang, you know, all these cheerful, positive songs.
I was
going to
say, she's got just so many.
Right.
But during this period, hits.
The devil started making her question things. And
of course.
We all hit that, you know, once in a while, where we can be, especially working in youth ministry, you get highs and this excitement of just being able to deliver this exciting message to teenagers. But then we have days where we doubt that and we question, you know, going into ministry and go, why am I doing this?
Well, that's anytime you start making strides,
right,
the devil is going to try to knock you down.
Because he knows what you're capable of.
Yeah. And he knows what you're trying to do. You are literally trying to take people away from him. You are trying to take souls away from him and strengthen them against him. So what he is going to do is fight you along the way.
Right.
And that is a daily battle that I face. You know, everyone faces, but I face too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So May 19th, she's got that new project coming out of the Dark, and That song, Unfinished, I love it. It's on radio right now. And it was funny because a couple weekends ago, we actually got to go see the Hits Deep Tour when it came to Hartford with our 10th graders.
Oh, yeah.
And my little sister came, and Overcomers been her kind of her anthem over the last couple of years. So seeing her just sitting there in the audience and, you know, eyes squeezed shut and singing at the top of her lungs, "You're an overcomer." it was just cool because, you know, while Mandisa is being hit by all these ideas and negativity, she was still sharing the joy of the Lord, and you can see the impact of her ministry. Just a nice reminder. That's just, you know, awesome. That's a nice reminder for us too.
That yeah.
We may struggle, but when we share the joy in the Lord, the ripples go way past ourselves.
Of course. And yeah, that's awesome. And to just think that someone so amazing and so talented and so gifted by God will still struggle with the same thing that all of us struggle with.
Right.
It should show all of you out there that are listening to this that you are not alone in your struggles.
Right. You need a good community of people around you to help keep you focused.
And people that you may think have it all together, and the people that you idolize and look up to, thinking that, oh my goodness, they have it so much better than me, and God has blessed them so much more than me. Just know, they hurt too. They struggle too. And you're not alone. And don't ever go through it alone. Reach out. You know, we're always here. There's always someone that you can reach out to. Never go through anything alone.
Amen.
Amen. So our gospel today is Luke 4:16 through 21. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recover the sight of the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's just awesome to think about that. That Jesus went into a synagogue and just read one of like the traditional readings that, you know, I would read at Mass or you would read at Mass. Like, just, that's awesome, number one. Like, that's what jumped out at me.
Right.
The other part is, like, okay, so it's Jesus reading it, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is coming true right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so you guys know the dude that they're talking about in here? That's me.
Yeah. One of my favorite little cartoon drawings is Jesus praying, and he's looking up at the sky and going, "Dear God, it's me, God."
That's great. It's just one of those things where, you know, trying to comprehend, you know, what was going through Jesus's mind.
Yeah.
But like, it's like reading. Think about reading a story about yourself to a group of people and then saying, "Hey,
yeah,
just so you know, this is about to come true or is coming true right now. I'm this guy." It's just so awesome.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's our take on the scripture. Today's Saint of the Day is actually pretty awesome. So it's Pope Saint Martin. Saint Martin was a pope in the 600s. He was born in like 650. Or no, he became pope in 650 and died in 656.
Oh, wow.
He was only pope for like 6 years. If you're ever asked...
longer than our last pope.
He's... No, Benedict was longer than 6 years.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't know. I might be wrong.
Okay.
If you're ever asked when the last time a pope was killed and martyred while pope, the answer is Pope Saint Martin.
Okay.
So he is actually our last pope to be martyred. He was captured and tortured by the king of Constantinople. And he died of those injuries. He did not, he was not actually put to death, but he died as a result of the torture. So he has been granted martyrdom because of that. And so it's just a pretty amazing thing to just give your life for our faith. And then just imagine the fact that you're pope and someone has you captured and tortured
right
to try to tell you that you are not pope. So yeah, that was Pope Saint Martin. Just a pretty amazing man to think of the fact that he knew at the time that the leaders of the country were trying to capture and kill him, and he still went on proclaiming God and leading our church. And
just very similar to Holy Week.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazingly, yeah.
Runs pretty parallel with it.
Yeah. So, Pope Saint Martin, saint of the day.
Very good.
What you got for news of the weird?
So, this is kind of related to you and Eva with the name changes and everything. But this is kind of a dark story because a Russian man has apparently been having some problems with his wife. And the latest has been that a local St. Petersburg grocery store in Russia was using was doing a promotion where they say, if you change your last name to our grocery store's name, we will offer nearly $1,200 per month as like compensation.
$1,200?
Yeah.
Per month. For groceries?
For, it says, offering nearly $1,200 per month to Russian citizens who undergo the name change.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily to the grocery store, although it makes sense.
Yeah,
if they did that.
Yeah.
So basically, they said, if you change your name to Veni, then you'll get this money per month. Well, the wife did it, and the husband was not for that whatsoever. So he ended up hiring a cement truck, had it back up right up to her car while it's parked in this parking lot, and dumped wet cement right through the window.
So he filled her car with cement?
Right up to the windows. Yes. So he said they've been having some
problems.
That is
awesome.
And this has been the latest straw. I don't know if they're going to stay together much longer after that.
No.
I mean, you come out and see your car full of cement.
Well, I don't think insurance is going to cover that either.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. But that music means it's time for us to wrap up this podcast. As always, I'm Steve Patera.
Evan Shaw Mumford.
You got anything you want to plug?
Just have a great Easter, and we will talk to you in a few weeks. Congratulations to you, Steve.
Thanks.
Check out our Twitter page, and you'll see this picture of Steve and his super red beard, and see what's redder,
awesome.
The brick wall or his beard.
Keep smiling, and God bless.